Welcome to Podcast from Hell 2022 edition. I thought I'd post something here as I am out and about going for a walk, getting some food, and enjoying my nighttime here. It is 2022. I've made it. I'm alive. Barely. And yes, I know, I didn't do Christmas, I didn't do Thanksgiving, I didn't do Halloween. Well, did I? I don't know, I didn't. But I am here, 2022, with a new episode, and I don't want to go long. I don't want to go and talk about all kinds of things. I just want to say a Happy New Year, and let everyone know that, that I made it. And my daughter, she made it too, and her mother, and, my brothers, my dad, my sisters, we're all alive, and we're all doing good, so that is good, and, I just want to say thank you all for who's been listening to, the show, and been getting it. It's giving it its due by being around and being available. It's 2022. What does this year have in store for me? Well, I don't fucking know. A lot of pain, I'm guessing. Because my legs, my feet have been swelling up. My diabetes has been, there's things here and there that have been popping up that I am not, I don't agree with, but, it's bound to happen, and, I gotta fucking deal with it, but, So I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen in 2022. All I know is that I'm gonna do more shows. I only did maybe a show a month this past in 2021. And I know that, I've done more before, but because of I'm gonna try to do more this year and have a plethora of episodes and different topics and different shit. And I'm gonna watch some wrestling, which I did earlier. I watched day one, only though it was day late. I watched it a little bit less than 24 hours later, but I didn't know what was going on or what happened. So I watched it, and fucking Roman Reigns got COVID, and he's out of the fucking biggest main event that they, were supposed to have. So Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar did not collide in a match. But Brock was put into the 4-way, into a 5-way, which he captured and won the WWE Championship. So, Brock Lesnar is once again your world's heavyweight fucking champion. So, and that just adds, just adds dimension to the storyline or to all the bullshit that's been happening once Roman gets back from his, journey. I've been watching WWE. I just watched that today. Or just a while ago, and AEW has been fucking awesome too. I didn't get to watch Rampage, but I watched Dynamite this past week. I mean, I've been watching it since, I've been watching it. But, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, they're like in Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly now. They're all going to AEW, and they're all in AEW, and I mean, the matches are great, but there's no, it's just a bunch of shit put together. There's no, long-term storylines. But, it's wrestling. The matches are great. It's something to watch. And I will do that. And I will offer reviews of certain shows in the next year. More reviews to come, I hope. I would do day one, but I didn't really, like, have both my eyes on the show. But I did watch the main event, so there you go. That was my review. Brock Lesnar won, so he didn't wrestle Roman Reigns. He was in the five-way. He's champion. Anyways, that's about all the wrestling I'm going to do for now. I just want to say I'm going to continue watching more and more. Especially, I've been watching Impact. Trying to think what other shows are there that I've been watching. I don't know. I will watch whatever I can find. Oh, Stardom. I was watching Stardom the other day, and I fucking love it. It's like, it's action. They wrestle. Anyways, it's 2022. I've got to go. This is all I'm gonna do. This is my special. I don't know. I don't know if I want to change the name of the show or I don't know. But it's not gonna be a season one, season two, season three. It's a new season, but it's not just gonna be a season three. It's gonna be episode 001. Meaning there'll be episode 002 and episode on and on until we fill up 999. And then we have to add another digit, so. But anyways. Yeah, I'm not doing seasons anymore. It's one whole season for everything, and you know, that's just how I want to do it. So from now on, podcast from now. Well, that's all. Oh yeah, I gotta tell a little bit about Christmas. It was cool. My daughter Chloe came by and we watched Matrix Resurrections, and it was fucking, I didn't understand it because, like, you know, I just put it on and was kind of like, you know, off and on watching it, but it looked pretty cool. It was good. It was awesome. So, you know, I would have to watch it again in order to find out what the fuck's going on, but yeah, it was awesome. And, yeah, so, yeah, me and my daughter got to, like, spend some time together, so that was cool. And she didn't have her phone because she was grounded from her phone, I think. So she had to, like, you know, talk, which was cool, so. And, you know, everybody was there. My sisters came, my oldest sister and my youngest sister. Well, she's not younger than me, but they came and they stayed a while, and my nephew came by, and, you know, it was all cool. Christmas was fucking awesome. A lot of tamales. I ate 24 tamales, I think, in, like, one night, and I threw up, like, half of it in the morning. Trying to hold it in, but it couldn't. But, oh, fuck, they were good. And there was no more tamales afterwards. Like, the next day in Christmas, they were all gone, which was sad. But I do have four left in my fridge, which I'm supposed to eat this weekend, but I will wait till I'm desperate. So, yes, there was tamales. There was, there was just a lot of tamales and a lot of cookies, and I got a lot of shit. I got a nice little coat for my sister. I got a nice shirt. Blacklist. Metallica, The Blacklist. A bunch of bands doing Metallica songs. It's the Black album, but, like, a bunch of versions of all the songs into, like, one 4-disc CD. So, that was cool. And I got a little other bullshit. And, you know, it's fun. Oh, and my new iPhone, which I'm using right now to do this episode, so things right now are pretty fucking good. When things get bad, I will discuss them. But for right now, it's the new year, and I am in a positive mood, so I'm gonna stay with that, and I'm gonna end with that. So, the next episode might be a week from now, and from there on, a week after that, and a week after that. If anything else, I'll just post them, but you're gonna get them once every weekend, Friday at the earliest, Sunday at the latest. So, till the next one, Happy New Year, and thank you all for listening, and this has been Extreme Empire, and this has been Podcast Panel, and I'll talk to you guys on the next one. Peace out. Yeah, I said peace out.
You got everything? Yeah. It takes time, though, you know? It does take time. Like, I couldn't have done this a few years ago, that's for sure. You know, where we're going to fucking live in a car? Like, there's no way. It'd be too rough for a baby. So...
This is Nick Sora podcast. I am Nick Sora, and I'm
fine. Foundation, okay? When you have your foundation set, and don't feel like you need to have somebody to have a baby. You don't fucking need anybody but yourself. You know that, really. It's so crazy how things are changing to where women don't even... A lot of women aren't even getting married anymore. They're, like, traveling, and they're working. You know what I mean? I don't know. But you'll know when it's the right person, and it can happen anytime. Don't think just because you're all, well, I'm young, I shouldn't settle down.
I think because a lot of it is... Marriage has, you know...
Changed?
It creeps into your financial...
Yeah, they did that shit on purpose.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like, it's... that's not what the marriage is supposed to be about, you know?
But remember, when you get married and that person has debt, guess what? That's your debt now.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
So, be careful.
Why can't it just be, like, a marriage that's not on paper, you know?
Legally, when you're with someone 10 years, you're legally married already anyway, even if you don't get married.
To them.
Yeah.
But it's not true.
No. Even if you're married, like, me and Priscilla are married legally, but if I don't go make a will saying that if I die, this house, I want to make sure it goes to her, so I should definitely double something. Mm. Write it down.
Or Marley.
Get a notary, something.
Marley gets something.
Marley for sure.
Yeah.
It's my son. Dakota, my daughter.
He's the first one. Because I was here first.
The baby, like...
Yeah.
If anything happens to me and Priscilla, he gets the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I want him to know, like, you're going to school. Like, we as parents set the foundation for our kids.
Well, you're going back to the factory.
Yeah, you can do something, shit.
Threaten
him. You know what's funny, though, dude? I'll let him live with us forever. As long as he's going to school, I don't care. I'm never going to tell him, like, oh, you have to move out.
Yeah, there ain't no rules.
No.
Who says that there's rules like that?
There isn't.
Shit. Right?
Not with me. My kids, they could be fucking 20, 30 and living with me. I don't give a fuck.
It's like all of a sudden.
They'll be happy.
Yeah.
I don't care. That would make my heart so happy if my kids live with me forever.
That's like old thinking, huh?
Yeah. Kids, I don't think we have our kids long enough. I don't think it's fair that 18 is a
limit. What if you and your kid couldn't get along, though?
Well, that's sad.
No, you love each other, but you want to throw a chair at each other every time you see each other.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, but you know what I mean? You just have those, that
wake up. It happens.
The personality.
Yeah, it happens. Look at me and my dad.
It doesn't mean they hate you.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they hate each other.
You know, me and my parents, we don't talk at all.
You get along?
Yeah. I say hello.
Yeah.
I'll visit them every now and again.
Would you just...
But I'm not going to fucking be...
Yeah.
Over there every weekend or anything.
Butting heads all the time.
Nope. Me and my dad are too much alike.
Yeah. That too.
Shares will go flying.
Yeah.
Remote controls. But we grew up being fucking abused. Like, I'm glad that I don't bring that to the table. Because I thought I would.
But were they brought up like that, too?
No. My mom.
No?
No.
My mom. On both sides?
Yeah, he wasn't either. No one beat him up.
That's crazy.
But the thing is, his mom abandoned him and left him with the father. And now he doesn't let us have a relationship with my mom. Because, like, he gets jealous.
Oh.
So he's like, you know, it's kind of fucked up. But we grew up getting... I grew up, like, in a house where there was always glass on the floor. Because he would fucking throw everything.
That kind of drunk?
Yeah. I grew up fucked up, like, just...
Nah, my dad wasn't like that. Every once in a while, he'd fucking, like a volcano, boom!
Mm-hmm.
But not all the time.
Yeah. It's crazy, because you just never know what mood someone's going to be in, you know?
Yeah. Or so, what the fuck's going to get him angry?
Yeah, like, I remember I was on the phone one time with my friend from school. It was a girl, it was a friend.
What did I do?
He fucking yanked the phone out of the fucking wall and threw it in the front yard.
Yeah.
For no reason. It wasn't like I was doing anything. And I was a good kid. I didn't do shit. I didn't do drugs back then.
But he thought you did.
You know, I didn't smoke cigarettes back then when I was a kid. Yeah. I didn't do shit. And yet still we got...
Did you go to church?
We did for a while.
Yeah. Which church?
I was Catholic. I'm still Catholic, but the Pentecostal for a while.
I started off with Catholic. Yeah. And then we switched over.
Yeah. I was baptized as a Catholic.
I did the, what do you call those?
The communion?
Communion.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Nina too, so I have to be, I'm like, eh.
But I didn't, I didn't do the confirmation.
I didn't do the confirmation.
After that.
We can still do that.
And know? I did catechism.
We can still do it as adults.
Yeah. Well, I don't have that faith anymore.
No?
No. I found something else.
They're saying that a lot of people right now, they don't go to church, but they believe in God and they pray every day. Like, they don't go to a church. Like, a lot of people aren't going to church anymore. They're just... And I'm one of those people. I don't go to church, but I pray all the time.
That's the best.
I pray in the shower. I pray in the car. I pray every night before I go to bed, dude. I'm on...
I think that's better because it's more personal.
It is.
And you don't have people trying to control you. Mm-mm. Give me your money. Mm-mm. Next thing you know, the fucking preacher takes off.
Dude, for one thing...
In a new car.
It's a job.
In a new car. That's what happened over here. When I was going to church,
yeah,
that happened. Mm-hmm. Preacher took off. He bought a brand new Mazda Miata. Went back to LA.
Damn. It's true.
Yeah.
I call the Pentecostal church a cult. That's a fucking cult right there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Not all of them.
That one is a piece of shit.
The UPC.
That Pastor Hale, selling mattresses online and shit.
What?
That's the one you did, that skirt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. That one, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't deal with all that shit. Like, oh,
man. They got crazy rules, man.
They're fucking ridiculous. They tell you who you can marry. How about that?
Yeah.
It's not even like if you love the person. It's like, okay, that person looks good.
They still do that?
Yeah.
No way.
They're fucking crap.
I didn't even know that.
I feel bad because the girls in that church, they don't even get to live. Like, you have one life to live.
And well, they live, but they live in... They live in somebody else's life. Smoke?
Yeah.
I only have one left lit.
Oh.
You can take it. It's a lucky too, so maybe it'll give you luck.
Yeah.
There you go.
Every once in a while, I want a cigarette, but I'm like, nah. I can't do it.
I know. I'm all looking at the baby too, because I know he's going to wake up already. I'm like, fuck, I better smoke a cigarette, go inside, take a shower.
Is your cousin going to come back with a pitchfork?
With a pitchfork?
I hope not. Almost 7.
Fucking
what the
psycho
hell?
Cousin. Oh, here. You got it?
I'm going to shave.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, you got to go to the bathroom?
Close hang yourself?
Yeah.
I'm just going
to
the shade.
That's crazy. And your mom too? She grew up like that?
What? Oh no. My grandpa and my grandma were nice.
They were the nice ones?
Yeah.
It's on your dad's side.
Mm-hmm. They were nice too, I think.
What was your mom thinking?
I don't know. Dude, she was so young, 18 and pregnant. Oh my dad was 16 when he had
this
me.
Guy looks like he could take care of me.
Can you believe that? My parents were 16.
He can throw a bottle.
Crazy, huh? And they're still together.
Oh my god. He's still drinking?
I don't know if he's drinking or doing drugs, honestly.
Oh my god. He's one of those.
I don't know.
He's fucking
I don't even know if he's cheating.
He's a diehard battery.
I don't know.
He's still going. Like my dad's still going, man.
But I'm just grateful, dude, that we
my dad don't party like that.
So we don't like I will never do that to my kids. I will never shut the door on them.
Right.
I just can't picture that. Like, I'm trying to figure out how we're going to raise the baby to where he can,
like,
come to us when he has problems. Because a lot of kids are scared of their parents, and I don't want him to be scared of me. Like, I don't want him to be like, oh, man,
I think
I'm in high school and I'm drunk. Who am I going to call? Am I going to drive? Bitch, you better call me. I'll come get you. I'm not condoning it by any means, but...
Kids today are, like, better.
I hope so, because...
I mean, in that... They open up better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's more like even shit online.
Yeah.
They can like reach out to somebody.
It's scary. Online freaks me out though. Like I don't want the baby to go online.
But
there's a lot of dark shit
out
there.
That too, it could be dangerous too. But I'm talking about like you know, they got, like, Nick was a part of, where they talk about bipolar, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's cool. I like that.
It's different now.
That's what this haunted scene's all about.
Before, it was just, you fucking suffer alone. Mm-hmm. You're by yourself. Now you could fucking communicate with people. Mm-hmm. Make it better.
I was watching PBS the other day, and they were talking about transgender children.
Yeah.
And I was watching the parents and how they would talk to the kids, and I was like, you see pictures of me when I was little, okay? Like little. We're talking about like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
You could tell I was gay, Karen, just by looking at me.
You're gay?
You could tell, dude. And it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy to see it, but you could totally tell.
Yeah. Glory.
The way my hair was, the way I would dress. When my parents would leave the house, you know how some kids go to their mommy's makeup, like the little girls, and put it on or play with that stuff? I was trying on my dad's clothes. So, you know, obviously
like,
something.
I
like that more than I like the other stuff. And even Aaron, I knew he was gay when he was a little kid, a toddler.
Me too. In middle school?
Yeah. You knew. You knew.
In a way,
it's crazy because people think like, oh, you choose to be gay. No, you don't.
But I feel like transgender, like for children, is different though because
they're trapped in a body that, you know what I mean? Like, it's called, I forgot the word, but these parents
body
are saying,
dysphoria.
Yeah, and these little kids are like 10 and they want to do the hormones and all this other stuff.
Not
and
yet.
They're depressed.
Just wait.
They're depressed though. It's like, and the parents don't know what to do either. So Priscilla, what will we do?
Because body dysmorphia is in here, you know, you have to fix what's in here.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, and these kids feel like they're in the wrong body. I'm like, fuck, they're
babies. Think like, there's got to be like some kind of psychologist or something.
Well, yeah.
Let's find out what's going on first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't go straight for the fucking hormones.
That's the thing, though. There's like a thing where they stop puberty.
The blockers, yeah.
Yeah, the blockers.
Right.
And I would be like, okay, the blockers are okay, but that's as far as I would go. I would do the blockers.
I wouldn't even do that.
But I wouldn't do anything else because that is forever. And, like, they tell these kids, like, hey, do you want to be a mom someday? Yes, I do. Then you need to, like, stop and think about things because once you transition, you're not going to be able to have kids. I can go and get pregnant right now.
Right.
Okay? Priscilla can. But if I were to, like, to do some crazy shit to myself, that's a long term.
Right.
There's no way I would do that to myself because I'm happy being a mom. And what's to say later on I don't want to have more kids? I'm probably not going to have kids because I'm already 41. Yeah. The health risks are scary. Yeah.
Right, right.
But, like, when I was younger, I would never. I always knew I wanted to be a mom. And before I met Priscilla, I was going to do it by myself. So that means I would have had to go get pregnant. Because it was way cheaper than me going and get a surrogate.
Well, you know, you would have done it with somebody else. Or
I would have did it by myself.
Regardless.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My family were on board, too. They were like, okay, if you want to have a kid, well, goddamn.
Right.
And then I met Priscilla, and that prolonged everything. 9 years later, it's like, oh, here comes the baby.
Right. What made you think, you know what, maybe it's time to settle down? Was there, like, a defining moment?
When I was here at home, taking care of Grandma, alone.
You and Grandma alone.
Me and Grandma alone.
You're watching the novellas. I'm
watching the novellas in the background. This is her tortilla, quesadilla. I was like, this is lonely, though.
Yeah.
I was like, this is kind of sad.
I don't like this.
I don't want to go online and meet anybody anymore.
All right.
This is depressing. And I don't want to go party anymore either, I was thinking.
No more partying.
Yeah. I was thinking. And then I met Priscilla, and right away, I stopped talking to everybody.
Right.
I called this girl from Bakersfield. I go, hey, I'm not talking to you no more. I met somebody, and she's like, whatever, fucking bitch, you lying hoe.
Oh,
I go, okay, whatever. She showed up at my house.
No.
I'm outside, but I love you. I go, you didn't even want me. Now you want me? Get the fuck out of here.
Those boots belong to her?
No. And then I met Priscilla. After I met Priscilla, I started talking to her, and I never stopped. That's how, you know, I just never stopped talking to her. That was it.
Like,
She's the first girl that ever had every password. She's the first
in
girl
person?
That I ever gave my phone to. She, like, can have my phone.
Or it wasn't online? Or
I've
was
never
in person?
Done that. No, I met her online.
Online?
I thought she was a dude. I was scared.
Oh, when you first...
Because she was like, my phone doesn't work. I go, bullshit, whatever, dude. And then she came and it was her. I was like, She was beautiful. She was 18 when I met her. And then she was turning 19 to, well, I met her September, so the next one she turned 19. She was very young. And I thought, what the hell? She's so young. I was already fucking like, what, 30? I was old. So that's a big yeah. difference in
age.
Did
that scare you?
It scared me big time.
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, when she turned 21, she's going to go wild. Because I went wild when I turned 21.
Right. You're like, so wait a minute.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. And my family were like, be careful with your heart.
Hell yeah.
She's not even 21 yet. When she turns 21, how do you know she's not going to leave you?
And when you're young, people change.
They do. But you do. She never did.
Yeah.
She never fucking...
Yeah, not everybody.
She never did.
But...
She never changed.
It just happens a lot.
Yeah, she never changed. It was always me and her versus the world, always.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And it's always been like that. Like, this was our first time going to a strip club together. Awkward, but we got through it.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah.
I don't know. But that is the love of my life, that's for sure.
It's the other kind of strip club.
Mm-hmm. No, it was women too.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It was both, huh?
The Hustler one was men first, where I showed you the lap dance with my cousin.
I didn't know they had stuff like that.
Upstairs was the women.
Oh, okay, so it's separate.
Yes, it's downstairs men, upstairs women.
I thought you meant it was like...
It was so awkward, dude. I was fucking
They share
there.
The stage and
they
shit.
They were like this, all prepped up, like this, the girls that we were with. And the fucking girls hitting their legs on the fucking girl, on the thing.
What?
Hitting their boots. And I was like... they were all like this. And I was just sitting there like, and my cousin, I'm going to get you a dance. I'm going to get you guys a dance. I go, don't you dare fucking give me a dance. I will leave.
Were you drinking?
No, I didn't drink that much. No. It was like a 2-drink minimum.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't want to go. I told them, listen, I went up to them, all those fucking ugly girls. And I go, listen, your men aren't here. So you guys can do your little lap dances. If Priscilla was here without me,
mm-hmm.
you guys could have got her a dance. I don't want to see it. I go, I don't want to see it. Just like they're not seeing it. I don't want to see it either. Just like Priscilla doesn't want to see me getting a lap dance. That's awkward. Yeah.
But so because, you did it behind her back.
No, I didn't do it at all. We didn't do it. Okay. So they had their bachelor party in Vegas too. So their men went. Mm-hmm. So of course they got a lap dance too, obviously, right? But see, the thing is, me and Priscilla were women. We're together. We're married. We're in the wedding. So we had to go to this thing.
Right.
And I'm not gonna, I go, Priscilla, no. I go,
no.
No.
Priscilla, no.
No. No.
Priscilla, no.
And I told those whores, I go, listen, we are happily married. If you want to get divorced, like, is that what you're aiming for? Because I'm gonna slap you guys. And I got up and walked away. And they were like, what's wrong with Vivi? She don't want to get a girl's fucking ass and titties in her face. That's what's wrong. Before I would jump on it and be like, fuck yeah. When I'm single.
Right.
Not when you're married, dude. No. Wow. No. Like, if you were to get married, Nick, and you're like, hey, Vivi, let's go to my bachelor party, and I go with you, then I'll get a lap dance, because Priscilla's not going to be right there watching me.
Yeah.
You know? But if you invite her and me, then we're not going to participate in the lap dances. Okay. We'll go, but we won't be participating in a body on top of me, jumping up and down.
Oh, well, that's
we'll
that's
call her happens, up.
Yeah.
Call her.
Better know.
So, when you guys get married, I will go. But if you invite Priscilla, she'll go too, but we won't participate.
Well, just one of you go.
That's fine. Then we'll be participating.
How about you guys tag team?
Yeah, right. Imagine tag team.
Yeah. Well, next time,
next thing you know, I'm sleeping outside in the car.
One of you goes one day, and then we'll switch it out.
Then that would be fine.
Yep.
Oh, shit, my son's awake right
you
there.
Tag, you tag, sure. Tag out.
Imagine, you're going to take Nick inside? Or are you going to stay out here for a while?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but cool.
I'm gonna go take a quick rinse. My baby's waking up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll be right back.
No, but Dick.
If you guys wanna come in,
do you wanna go inside or stay out here?
Stay here.
Yeah. I like it out here.
Okay, I'll come back on.
Sounds good.
I'm gonna use the bathroom. I'll be back.
Hey!
Lights right there, hitting my head.
Cállate. it possible to meditate with your eyes open?
Yeah.
That's the thing?
You see, I beat the channel. She's explaining that. She has to share out something. That's something to have anything on it. But yeah.
I've been trying to meditate, but I feel like I'm not doing it right.
Oh, yeah. The heart. You guys are like, think. Yeah. Just think. Just not often, though. Like, believe in.
Just get lost in my thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And you'll start hiding yourself. And no. I'm looking for a ride. That's really cool.
Like recenter yourself?
Yeah.
If I'm drawing anything for Chloe's birthday, it's probably gonna be gorillas.
Yep.
I mean, I can draw, so I don't have money, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good gift, though.
Yeah, still like that. Yeah, hell yeah. Wait,
one time I went to her house and she did my makeup. I don't know if I told you already, I probably didn't. She did my makeup like drag queen.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All big and crazy and my, like, all black right here, like gothic, and my lips were black. I went crazy.
Damn. Yeah.
I stepped out of the room, her mom was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's cause she's like really good at like makeup and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. She's
just art.
She's telling me the soul. This is the Extreme Mile Hunter Podcast. Okay. I said it right. And this is episode number 2.
Someone's coming back.
I'm sorry. I don't want to touch you. Thank you. It's alright.
I took your spot.
Oh, that's alright.
It's good. Can you sit over there or something? There's like no shade. No, you can sit right there. I'll go around.
You hit that.
Or the wax pit?
Pit. Pick me back up.
I have weed too. It's better than the wax pit.
But we don't have papers.
No, I have my pipe.
You have weed too?
Mm-hmm.
From where?
From my mom.
No.
She bought like, I don't know what it's called. It has to do with watermelon.
Oh yeah, that's better.
Okay, no, this is different. Sorry. This is for my friend Sierra, but it's pretty good weed. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's kind of smushed, but.
It's I put it hot. Not too hot. I put it in the middle. So it doesn't take as much. So watch out. It's on medium. Yeah, don't hit it so it doesn't take a lot.
Well, I packed a bowl, so if you want to smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah?
What
happened?
Oh shit.
Well, it's okay.
It's alright.
I can get it.
You got it.
Get it. I'll get it.
Yeah.
clean?
Yeah. Okay. Just.
The weed. Oh, I can feel it.
The it's heat? Hot?
Yeah.
There's this.
No, I put it on medium, that's why.
There's a setting where you it warms up by itself and you just hit it and yeah. Take big hits.
No, I don't want.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to do that.
Not today?
No. No. I'm not used to the rosin.
The rosin. The live rosin. That concentrate.
It's called the Fun Uncle.
Damn.
Fun Uncle.
That's a funny name, huh?
Must have been a family thing. And it has some kind of rainbow.
It's like a swirl. A colorful
what?
Swirls.
What? Feel it.
I didn't get nothing.
Yeah, push it. There you go. That's a little hot, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn it on.
He says, yeah, I can feel that. That picked me right back up.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I'm used to smoking that stuff we smoke on the joint.
Oh, yeah.
I got used to it. So, I feel it, but it cuts off.
It's not as strong as
it doesn't. Well, it is strong. The Master Mick always makes me feel it. But the only thing is, because I'm get used to it, it doesn't last as long. So I get high and then it'll just
cut off.
Yeah. I'm like, huh?
Hey!
And then I'll just feel it, like barely feel it. But it does the trick. If I smoke enough, hell yeah. It'll take me to that crazy place. And it's cool because I put on some music and I just fucking go to a crazy place. The music fucking helps.
Damn, do you see those?
Ants?
How
about ants? Shit, they're starting to come over here.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No way. That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just be careful because they're ready.
Yeah, because they're right here.
Damn.
Not a lot of them, but they're starting to come.
They're drinking beer right now.
Hey, I probably must have dropped some weed and they're like, we need to get more of this. Oh, cut down. Is that it?
Already?
You got something poking me. Maybe just thinking about it, I feel it. Me and my cousins, we used to fuck with wasps all the time.
Oh, no.
We get the water hose. And I'll be squeezing it. And then my cousin will have the other end of the water hose like pointed at him.
Yeah.
He go, okay. And get all the fucking wasps. And then we're running.
Damn.
And shit.
You ever get like
fuck yeah,
stung?
We got fucked up.
Why would you
we
do
were
that?
Crazy.
You thought it was like
we're having fun.
Some game show or
yeah.
Something?
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna happen. Fucking
okay,
attacked.
Let it go. Fucking shoot the fucking nest.
I bet those wasps were angry.
Hell yeah.
They're like, who the fuck?
And they stung us.
Yeah.
They got us. We were never fast enough. They will always get us.
So you did this
because I think
time.
It's because we wanted to play in the backyard and we couldn't because the fucking wasps.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we fucking fought back with the water hose.
And then they
we used to have imagine. We used to wrestle back there and shit.
And now you can't go back there
because the fucking wasp.
Yeah.
And the wasp made a nest one time, and we had a little truck, one of those mini trucks, those little ones, like a S10.
Yeah.
We had, but it was like the older version. It was a Datsun.
It's cool.
Green. Ugly. Oh. And they just put it in the backyard, and we would do wrestling. And what we would use the Datsun, the trunk, to jump off of that. Because it still had like spring to it, the back of the truck.
Yeah.
So we would jump off that and onto each other and shit.
You told me
like fucking elbows and shit.
Damn.
Jim, fucking super fly. When he was not a murderer.
Yeah.
He's a murderer?
He can kill his wife.
Yeah. And try. Oh my God. He had it for 100 years.
It will have hit it for a long time.
Man, that's fucked up.
Yeah. It's probably fucking steroids. He probably fucking raged out on her.
Yeah, it's happened.
Yeah.
Steroids will do that.
Hell yeah.
You don't take them like the right way.
And then you're young, and you already have a lot of testosterone when you're young. Damn. It just makes it worse. Yep.
Damn.
The poor lady.
It's a high. Testosterone high. That's crazy. But people back then, it was not a lot of people like it is now, and there was not a lot of jobs like they have now, like opportunities to be famous. So people used to do anything that they fucking, any trick in the book that they could get away with to hold on to the little fame that they had and be famous, you know? That's crazy. It was a different time.
Yeah.
Such a different time. Yeah.
Would you say things are better now?
Some things are better, some things are worse.
Some things are way worse.
It's, you know.
Clinical.
Yeah.
Like step in the right direction and a couple steps back.
Yeah. It's like when you play that game at the fucking, the fuck is it? It's a fucking game at the
carnival?
No. Yes.
Yes.
Like something like that. At fucking. Oh, God damn it! I'm so bad.
Fizzle.
That rat.
Fizzful.
They have that rat.
Pinball machine.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. Oh.
And they have that game where you hit one thing and it pops up.
Yeah.
You have to hit that one.
That's what it is.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what the name of that is.
Goddamn. Yeah, there's a name for it, but I forgot. Yeah, that game.
Go for it. There's other kinds of.
Yeah. It's just, you try to fix one thing over here and something pops up over there.
Yeah.
When will the game be over?
We're still working on it. It's getting a little better.
It's up to the people.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Then as soon as
You know, different people want different things.
That's true. Everybody has their own opinion.
It's like, you know, there's a sucker born every minute.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's true.
You know?
Yep.
There's vulnerable people out there, and there's people that
every day
that will try to exploit.
Yep.
They're good natured people out there, and they, you know.
Corrupt them.
That's the way it's been.
Yeah, cheese.
It's a dog eat dog world.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
I don't want to live like that.
No, no. Neither.
But that's the truth. The people that get ahead, you know?
Yep.
Some of them did some dirty stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I think I want to be a dad again.
Whoa. Yeah.
All this talk makes me want to be a dad again.
Oh, damn.
I'm not being a kid again, so. Fuck that.
It's your little sister.
Me? But what if it's a little brother?
Or a brother.
You never know.
Yep.
But no, not right now.
Not right now, Dad.
Emma's gonna kick me up. No, I'm just kidding. Damn, those dogs need to chill out. Growling for no reason.
They're mad because they like it over here.
Oh, that's true.
They're like...
They go over here.
Yep. Now they gotta be over there because we're over here. They're like, fuck this.
But they're okay.
I want to jump in the pool. I want to pee in the pool.
You think they've been doing
that? Fuck yeah, look at that. That's all dog piss.
No.
Yep.
It can't be.
And a little bit of throw up.
Just a little bit.
Yep.
And tree stuff.
Yep.
Bark. A little bit of throw up? No. Yep.
And some beer.
It's that chunk of water.
Yeah. Vivian, sometimes she throws up in there. She had too much beer.
I'll get it.
Oh.
Jealousy.
I have two pairs of glasses. Sunglasses.
You do? I never see you wear any, like, sunglasses.
Somebody gave them. Victor gave me a pair. And my cousin Joseph gave me the other pair. He didn't want them. He didn't like them. And Victor, too, he goes, you want these? I don't like the way they look on me.
Did you like them?
I never wore them. They're still there.
Oh.
Wow. Oh.
20-year-old glasses.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm not a sunglasses person.
Me neither.
And I put them on the other day, and I looked in the mirror, I was like, no.
I get it when my mom's driving, though. She's wearing sunglasses.
I mean, unless I really needed it.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Like, if we're somewhere, it's fucking sun is...
Bright as fuck.
You know, the second coming.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to need sunglasses.
Yep.
There's a little frog upside down.
The chair?
It's fake.
What is it?
It's under that whole thing. And it looks so funny.
A frog?
Yeah, you'd have to come over here.
Oh.
It's like hidden by the
brush.
Oh,
I can see it a little bit. I can see the foot.
It looks funny because the legs are like that.
Yeah.
And it's crushing him.
Oh, he looks like he's going, ah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because it's upside down.
Yes.
Oh, no.
For sale,
let's
hear, guys. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will eat corn. We're on the road. And this is a place.
The dog bit my shoe when I went in there.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, my son. Oh, close the door.
Figure it out
when we come back.
Yeah, because we can put the wheelchair in back of the seat.
No, when you come back, we'll
We'll make it okay.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Well, we have to put his wheelchair in the car right now.
Right now?
Well, he's going with us.
Four?
Okay, come on. Let's go.
Wanna keep it open for the keys?
Hey, where
are
we going?
We gotta go to Rite Aid.
Rite Aid.
And get some liquid.
Oh, the liquid.
The liquid.
Okay.
And then we gotta go to Little Caesar's stuff.
Yeah. Sitting right here.
Elmo.
Strap him in.
Tickle me, Elmo.
Poor Elmo. They make you say the most awful things on the internet.
On the internet?
It perverted his image.
Sure, I seen Elmo doing
crack. Elmo don't do crack.
Elmo don't do crack.
I pulled that one out of my ass. I didn't think I could do it.
I can't now. I'm sorry.
Oh, I can't do it now. Bookworm. You ever see these?
No. Well, I've seen stuff like that.
Any broke ass car, and that's just your car. I fuck you. Any friends that I'll never see again. Everybody but your dog, you can motherfucker. I swear I meant to mean the best when it ended. Even tried to bite my tongue when you started shit. Now you're texting all my friends, asking questions. They never even liked you in the first place. She only made it 2 days, what a connection. It's like you'd do anything for my affection. You're going all about it in the worst ways. I was into you, but I'm over it now. And I was trying to be nice, but nothing's getting through, so let me spell it out.
Helps you.
I don't think so. You can do a little trophy right there?
No.
No?
No.
You can be able
to. What the hell is she doing? She was running toward the car.
Yeah.
You see that shit? Right here. Now we can get out. Alright.
Turn this. Oh, it has the child safety. Yeah.
They say, oh my God, I'm so
excited. Oh.
Take your hand, my dear, and let them hold in mine.
It's not open. Fucking Trump. I'm gonna have to go and get a food.
Alright.
You make me want.
That's the last one. That's the only one they have.
Oh,
really?
Yep.
No more?
Nope.
Oh, maybe they got some in the back, though.
Yeah.
Use your...
Oh, here you go. This is what you need right here.
Yeah.
It's Thicket Food and Beverage Thickener.
Yeah, here.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
We're good?
Yeah.
There you go.
Sugar-free. August area.
Mm-hmm.
You got a great selection. No. Oh, yeah. I hate those.
You hate those?
They're good, too.
Yeah, almost like that.
They're 2 for $3.
They're good, man. My mom cooked them.
I don't hate them, but I've never, like, I want those.
No? She wants something cold.
It's
real
sure.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Chocolate.
Feel free to sing if you don't want to.
And some Reese's.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, hell no.
The sugar-free Reese's.
Oh, no, no. Oh.
Still sugar. Sour. Yep. Yeah. Do you like Boston baked beans?
Oh, yes, I do.
Me too. I thought those were there. I was going to have for nothing.
No. Looks terrible.
Me neither. All right, let's go to ice cream and see if they have any.
Yeah.
Got him up there. That's where they were last. Rocky Road.
Rocky Road?
Yeah.
Just one?
Just one.
One scoop? Rocky Road?
Cone. Cone.
Vanilla?
Plain old vanilla.
And a plain vanilla. That's a big baby. She found the thickener
and
what she needed right now.
Yeah.
That would have sucked.
Yeah. It was the last one too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Alright. Just gonna melt. Try to beat it.
It's separate. Yeah, all this is separate. How much is it? Oh, it's good.
What is that? Buzzers,
oh, I watched the movie.
Yeah, it's
good.
Is it? I don't know.
Well, I heard it.
Spoon
it.
On sale? No?
Oh, no.
I'll put a phone number. Hold on there.
Whoa. Oh,
Left behind in wireless coverage.
We have a lot of issues with our cell service.
Oh, terrible. Thin pepperoni?
Anything else?
In the drink.
Oh. You have a 2 liter of Pepsi?
Yeah.
Pepsi? You got Pepsi, Dr. Pepper? Yeah. I don't know, whatever you want. Pepsi's fine.
Anything else?
No. That'll do it.
That's fine. It's
gonna be $20 even. Is it gonna be 10 minutes, you said?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go home.
And you want the pepperoni, right?
Yeah. Is there any way you can put this in your fridge for me? Can you put this in your fridge? My ice cream's gonna melt in 10 minutes. My wife's gonna kill me. It's gonna be a puddle of... Uh-huh. I'm gonna go home and give it to her, and then I'll come back. Is that okay? I'll just come through the drive-thru.
Okay.
She's gonna be like, what the hell is this puddle of... Okay. Thank you. Monkey! Last monkey, chunky! That monkey, monkey!
Oh. Vacations fun, and we make book.
Somebody makes it.
Yeah, I'll make it right now.
But I won't make it myself.
No?
No.
Just come in. That's okay, I guess, with eggs if it's burned.
Yeah, with some eggs, yeah, for sure.
Horns was their new signing, Vitinha from Portugal. 83 passes.
I'm lost.
The pizza's gonna be ready in 10 minutes. I didn't want this to melt.
Okay.
Here, give this to the baby.
Okay.
All right. I'll be back. All right. I love you.
For Smith Stride K-12, you were one of the more than 2 million students who took charge of their education. With Stride K-12 Power Schools, your future is yours to create. Congratulations, graduates. Take charge. What's going on, everyone? It's your boy, Ollie Pup.
Ollie Pup.